Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that autofillatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about bringing a game mechanic into the real world. We define what a fast food restaurant is.
No! And no! I hate you! Turn it off! Hold the line!
We create a super villain. But first, we have a guest. Natasha Carlson from the Red Rum Podcast is joining us this evening. Natasha, what are you drinking? And tell us about your podcast.
Well, I have a couple drinks here with me. I have my orange juice and rum. But beside it, I have my half a gallon of chalky milk that I will probably be tearing into soon. In our podcast, currently, we split it up. We do half true crime, which is my co-host Kristen, and then the other half is myself, and I do pretty much cryptids, paranormal activities, pretty much anything, well, messed up and weird. I'll try to be somewhat edited, but we actually are getting ready to throw a wrench into the mix, and we are splitting those two out. So I will still be doing the true crime portion with Kristen on the Red Rum Podcasters, but the other one, which I guess you guys are going to be the first to know because nobody else knows about it yet. That's going to happen, but they don't know what it is.
Yes.
But probably in the next month or so, I will be splitting off and doing cryptids, creeps, and conspiracy. So I'll be doing that, trying to get some interviews in there, that kind of thing, and staying kind of active, kind of like I am now. I'm going to CryptidCon, doing ghost hunts, that kind of, you know, fun stuff.
That is something I've always wanted to do, is go on a real ghost hunt. Like, I tried to go this past March for my birthday, but my wife was like, hey, no, we have, like, I don't know, a 4-month-old. You can't go hang out with some people you've never met before in Savannah and go on a ghost hunt. And I was like,
watch me.
Are you sure?
I literally said, babe, you got the kid. I'm out for the weekend. And I left went to Ohio State with a friend of mine. And it's always real interesting because I am very, I'm kind of like a beacon. A lot of weird stuff happens to me, like very strange, thoroughly freaking creepy. Like, I have predicted every baby in the family. Like, I know when you're pregnant before you do, and I know what you're having.
So Natasha is the Simpsons in real life.
Yes. Exactly. Well, it gets really creepy when, if I have a dream about you and you die, you have about 5 days.
And speaking of creepy villains and powers,
God damn it, Rick!
I am a villain. I have plenty of accents.
I do the segues. Don't take this from me. You're gonna turn me. This is my super villain origin story. Just so you know.
It's a dark and stormy night.
Moving on, the man who once went 23 days without bathing because they misread a BuzzFeed article.
Ooh,
Benjamin Trimmer, what are you drinking?
I love that. Mick Ultra after that segue.
par for the course. I'm drinking Mick Ultra tonight, but I will be switching to something I just bought halfway through.
More Mick Ultra.
And I will announce it when I get to it. Rick Madison, what are you drinking?
I am over here enjoying my Blue Moon, as is tradition.
Nice.
Is it tradition? I was going to say, is that tradition? That's a semi quasi.
Same style.
It's not. If it helps, I've had two Long Islands pregame.
That's tradition.
Tonight. But we're switching over to Blue Moon because I got to finish that off.
You gotta wake up early, so you went.
Drew, since we apparently have similar steins, what are you drinking over there?
I'm not drinking out of the stein, but I'm just going with my usual tequila ginger beer, a little bit of lime juice in there, make it easy.
Proud of you.
And Travis, What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Redwood Empire's Emerald Giant, their rye whiskey.
You got the rye.
I got the rye. It's real good. I have no way to bring game mechanic into this.
Oh, but Rick was so good earlier.
But thank he was
you.
Doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wait.
Thank
you. Can we?
I'm sorry. I mean, damn you, Rick.
Can we pause and restart real quick?
No, we can't.
Nope. Don't.
Would you it's say really that you had some
we could
fall
use the game mechanic to start this over?
Through this,
I just did it. We're good.
Can we give Travis an extra life on this one?
I need a med pack stat.
We had a game shark to help him through this.
I do, guys. Friends, people,
loved ones.
I think we need to enhance the real world just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a tad.
Can I just steal it? Can I just go?
Sure.
I just need
Rick, what's your game mechanic?
I need this to be in the universe. And it may not be the most sexy or flashy mechanic, but the world needs it. And by the world, I mean me, because I cannot hang on to a fucking pin to save my goddamn life. And so because of that, I want the inventory menu to be added to the real world so I can just throw my shit into it, not worry about it. I want a scroll menu or an hold L1 and select your item. That's what I want introduced.
So you want like the gamer version of Mary Poppins' bag?
Sure.
Yes.
She's got everything in there.
I don't love the way you...
Hermione's
sorry, you'll learn. I am not a huge gamer, so I'm trying
you're not wrong.
Really hard.
Hermione's purse. She has got everything.
Sure, yeah. Backpack. Yeah. I don't love that one either.
Oh, yeah. Dora's backpack. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. It's getting worse.
That reference
she
checks,
has three things
works.
In that backpack, okay? I don't know if that counts.
I want an inventory menu. I want to have 175 things that I can just
That is what I was going to ask. Is it just the menu so you can see what you have? Or is it the ability to hold and have a massive inventory?
Yes. Yes.
Is there a limit?
That's like two. That's like two things
to that question. If I have to pick, if you're making me decide, I think I want the volume.
Okay. So you just want the expanded inventory. You don't necessarily need the menu. You just need to be able to like, hey, here's a bag that can hold an infinite amount of stuff. I can reach and grab whatever I want.
Yes. Like I want my sandwich. I want my book.
Okay.
I want
okay.
my pen.
Yeah. I want my sandwich.
I don't care. I want my blue moon.
Who else has a game mechanic?
Dude, cheat codes count.
Yes.
Rosebud, yes, bitches. I need Rosebud.
As long as you've been.
Are you Sims Rosebud? Yep. Do you
are
you
going to
tell me the cheat code?
Are you doing the semicolon afterwards?
Ooh.
Ooh. I, good point. I think I did.
Wait.
It's been a while.
Wait. I have a question.
Okay.
In true game mechanic, if you get the cheat code wrong, does it go out to everyone in the world to know what you're doing and that you fucked up and did a typo?
Oh, I don't care because I can just redo it.
No, yeah, that's fine. I just
know that I'm using a cheat code.
I just want to know how far we're willing to take this. And
I mean,
if so,
is that like wearing a giant letter A on my chest? Like she made the cheat code? Well, okay. My other option was wondering whether or not like, whenever you throw those turtle shells in Mario Kart,
yeah.
Oh,
if that counted, because I would totally do that because I freaking hate being behind cars.
I want that one. Why did you not go with that one?
Sure
you can use turtle shells to get cars out of the way in traffic.
Yes. Little one, because no one knows who the hell's in first. It's any old turtle shell.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say shells.
I love it.
Okay, shells.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got cheat codes, and I'm gonna say cheat codes is generic because while Rosebud is a fantastic one, the mechanic itself is cheat codes, and that opens the door for any cheat code.
Yeah, up, down, A, B, A, B, start, select. Yeah.
Ben, Drew.
I got one.
Go for it.
I want to be able to walk, step, wave, punch, and then all of a sudden I do the right combo of moves, and I throw out my special and throw out my kunai rope dart from like Scorpion or like some crazy fucking thing. I want special. I want that as in the real world. I want to be able to do normal movements, easy movements, but it leads to me doing a special. I want that.
Okay.
That's my mechanic.
Okay. If you can narrow that down to, okay, this is going to sound a bit,
but it's special to everybody.
Would be great.
bedroom would be great. Yes.
Now, if you're like walking down the street and you're like, you know, skipping and doing all this weird shit, you look like a fool. And then like, what's the end move going to be?
Well, it depends. If you're a fighter, you know, Yoshi's special is he eats somebody and turns into an egg. You know, it depends. Depends on what your special
is. Rips their spine out of their body.
It's not a bad idea. I mean,
get over here.
But I want my everyone gets their own special move. I want to have a special move just by
and
doing
boom goes dynamite.
Man, now I'm stuck because I mean that this could come handy.
Okay, so I like that one, but I want to see if I can get this one in because it's not traditionally a video game, and I know we said game mechanic, so I'm taking that. It could be
if you throw out a draw four, I'm gonna love you.
I was gonna say Uno reverse. I want the Uno reverse to just be able to like drop the card and whatever something bad is happening to me is happening to the other person, or vice versa. If something good is happening to someone, I want it. So I'm throwing down the Uno reverse as my game mechanic I want for the real world.
Can I?
It's been alpha tested and beta tested.
How far are you willing to take that? Like if they happen to have found the other reverse, can they reverse your reverse?
I think so. Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
Then it turns
into like a Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh situation where
my blue eyes white dragon.
I love it.
It sounds like a really nice
I found the ultimate reverse.
Yeah,
I want the meeting to derail to just nothing but reverse cards.
Yeah.
It's no longer across the yes.
I demand a higher pay raise and then just get Uno reverse back and forth until we're out of Uno reverses and whoever has the last one wins.
You know, people are just going to start hoarding reverses. And
yeah, they could be currency.
It's going to be late stage capitalism all over again.
But is it like limited to how many you could have? Like there's so many in a deck?
No, I want the mechanic in life. Like they could be printed like money.
Like it's almost like if you had an inventory menu, you could throw down.
Shameless plug from Rick.
No big deal.
So let me get this straight. I just want to make sure that I understood that right. So your reverse would be, so like say you're having a chat day and I'm having a like mediocre day and you just don't feel like having a chat day, but you're cool with mediocre. You could reverse and we just flip flop and I get your bad and you get my mediocre.
I'm thinking in my head, it's situational. So it's not like an entire day. So if like I got fired, right? Someone comes to me and says, you're fired. I can play the Uno reverse and that person's fired.
Okay.
You know, where that sucks for that person. Sorry, but you know
how so it's more of an action based reverse card as opposed to a situational reverse card.
It can't be like an entire day.
I'm bipolar. Okay. So if I'm having a crap day because I'm bipolar, mm-hmm. I can't swap with you to get rid of it. It would have
but you could if you're in a good mood. In the good part of bipolar and you switch to bad, you could play a Uno reverse on yourself and go back to good. Right? I just cured depression and bipolar disorder. You're welcome.
My only question with that would be is if you use it on yourself, I mean, I feel like there's got to be some give with the take.
Nope.
It just disappears. The universe equals.
This is not a monkey's paw thing.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
Drew does. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Drew, what's your game mechanic?
I have a lot, and maybe we can talk about some alternates.
Sure.
But I'm going with a really simple one. I want double jump.
Ooh.
Yes.
Could you imagine the athletic competitions, the sports competitions, and even just daily life if you could jump and then suddenly go twice that high at any given moment?
Drew, I like the idea of that. But that is not going to impact my daily life as much as the rest of ours.
Exactly. From day one,
my 3-inch vertical is now 6 inches, which is great, but I still can't dunk.
You had that from day one, Travis.
I was a jumper. Like in school, I was a jumper. I high jumped, I long jumped, which is hard to believe because I'm like 2 foot tall. But even still, even if I had a double jump ability, where was they got me? Maybe some college. That's it.
No, because everybody could double jump, and then right. Your double jump would be worthless.
True.
And everybody would be the same. Okay.
It'd be more of just like a spectator thing. Like, oh,
you'd
look
be exactly where you are right now.
Yeah.
Although I am really short, so a double jump could help me.
You could finally reach stuff at the top of the cabinet.
You'd be everyone else with normal jumps.
Right now, I just yell for my kid and say, hey, I need you to reach that for me.
Yep.
So
I mean, it still wouldn't change because just you would double
jump. They would just make, they would make cabinets higher.
Jump to put a higher, right.
Yeah.
Drats.
Okay. So to recap, we've got the bag of holding or the endless bag or the endless inventory. We've got cheat code / turtle shells for traffic. Yeah. We've got a special move. We've got double jump and we've got the Uno reverse card. Which game mechanic are we bringing into the real world?
I'll jump off my camp first, even though I love mine, but I think Rick fucking nailed this one. Like, I love the idea of not losing shit and having an inventory or a backpack. Yes. Or like,
I'm organized. I don't
honestly,
need that.
That's solid. I'm organized. Oh, yeah? And
pull
I need
a pen
it.
Right now. Exactly.
I know special's not going to win.
Shut up, Travis.
So I will jump on the inventory.
I would like to point out I'm at my vanity, which is not where I get ready.
I'm just saying.
Are you going to double jump?
If you had an inventory menu, you wouldn't need to be in a specific location. So I'm saying.
But I feel like I'd still have to pause.
I'll put any pin if I'm over here.
And I'd have to move the menu, select.
It's been, I appreciate, and I'm also sad you went first because I was prepared to switch camp. But now that someone else is in my camp, it's.
But were you going to switch camp to me?
I was not.
Okay,
was
good. Not. We're fine.
I was not.
All right, Rick, let's say you went first. Who would you go with?
So I love my inventory idea, first of all, but I do love, I haven't picked a camp yet because I fucking hate traffic. So turtle shells out of there. But also the reverse card.
The chaos.
Oh
my God. The amount of chaos that it could just bring to the entire world. Because everyone was kind of talking about themselves. I think the Uno reverse card could just be something like, yeah.
I love it.
I'm not moving off of Uno reverse. It's too good. Too much chaos. It could. There's some way we could involve it in the world.
Well, can I,
the rules
I need logistics.
Loose
I need logistics. One, how do I get the card? Because
how many
to
can
me,
I have, do I, can
yeah,
I, can
like, I need
them?
Logistics there.
Do I have to,
because to
a
me,
quest?
Just to say okay. that, like, I go to the ATM machine, okay, I pull out my reverse cards, like Natasha's, I could pretend like there's happies on the road and that's how I get my shells.
Okay. So for the Uno reverse, I'm thinking, and this is just preliminary because I'm just doing it on the spot.
Sure. Work through
right,
it.
Right.
Work through it.
So I think like a normal game of Uno, they are randomly distributed
Monday morning. I pick two cards and
I'm only doing Uno reverse, right?
Sure.
If you don't get an Uno reverse, that card is blank. Right, it's just like, oh, didn't get one today. Maybe it's a machine. Maybe it's a something. I don't know how the extra.
What's the draw rate on that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like whatever tickets?
Whatever the current draw rate is for Uno, so you have a X number of chance of getting a reverse that day or that Monday. So weekly distribution of reverse cards.
These are too many rules. I'm sticking with mine.
Rick asked for specifics.
No, I did. I need to know how this works.
Me, Rick.
Because if we want to ask specifics for shells, we could get there. And I think I'm struggling with the like first person view where it's kind of like what's Bruce Almighty, where it's like, oh, it's my situation, haha, and everything just happens because it's my situation versus the individual. But I think it's got to be the individual because it is. That's how it's played. That's how it works in the game. So I think in a traffic sense, it's going to suck, but you could try to play an Uno reverse card and switch with the car in front of you.
No,
it wouldn't work well, but that's one situation, right?
I appreciate a traffic situation.
It could solve so many other situations.
It could, but it's not enough of a guarantee because I know my inventory bag is going to have a fucking pin in it when I need it.
I'm going for chaos.
No, I have too much chaos in my life.
I want to be an agent of chaos.
I can't go off my inventory.
That's fine. You're wrong, but it's fine.
Or the next time you're looking for something and you wish you had a fucking pouch. You give me a call.
Are we going inventory? Is that the boring answer we're going with?
Because I can't switch. But there, just two people voted. Y'all go vote. I just asked for
logistics. Vote, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all sticking with our own camps.
No, I'm swapping. I'm going for Rick.
Okay. Unless you have endless amounts of money in that pouch of yours, I'm going to stick with mine.
The game mechanic we are bringing into the real world is the unlimited inventory.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that worked.
I'm not mad at that.
Who else had other?
It was not mine, Rick.
Other options, other Drew, you said you had other ones.
I had a couple.
Natasha, yeah. You have a couple.
Yeah.
Throw it out.
Bottom to top, heads up display. So yeah. Just like an actual functional Google Glass or some sort of like system thing that you could access, and they would tell you stats, and basically like having a phone and biometrics in your eyes, like in just part of your brain. The other one was like sleep to fix everything.
Yes, long so rest.
You pick however God. Many hours. I'm thinking more of like
in that. General. I'm
honestly,
in.
If you would have said that, I would have
been in for that one.
I would have voted. For
I
that
know,
one.
But yeah. It just seemed a little too much. But like, I picked to sleep for 6 hours, and then I wake up and I'm fully healed. All of my status ailments are gone. My broken arm is fixed. That one, and then my last one that I
wait that doesn't happen for you guys.
No, you've got that already.
I can't even sleep. Bruh. Who are you kidding?
Bro,
the last one was like leveling and skill, like a skill tree where not just like, you know, you work at it and you know over time that you're getting better at it, but a marked like in-world system where it's like you have reached level 10 in blacksmithing or crafting or swordsmanship or something like that.
Accounting.
Yeah. You're a level 90 accountant.
Me too.
But you could earn like
I don't use it.
Extra skills and shit like that too with it.
Yeah. I'm here for that. Who else? What other ideas? What other fun things did we come up with?
I mean, I had one, but then I realized it was probably a bad idea. You know, when every time you die, you just come back to life. But then I realized how horrible that would be because you'd never die.
Yeah.
You just could live the same mundane, miserable life forever and ever.
Wait, why would that be horrible?
Why is it miserable? I like
yeah.
my life.
Why would that be horrible? Do you know how many
if nobody's dying, then great.
But population control would be outrageous.
Yeah, we'd have to come up with something for that. Maybe a pill.
Well, they tried that. It didn't
maybe
work for
me.
Maybe
the purge.
I have one, the purge.
Yeah.
But then it just regenerate. You can't purge.
Yeah. One night a year, someone can die.
That's ooh, fair.
There you go.
Ooh.
The real purge. Yeah.
If I'm going through life and I'm failing at something, or if I'm having a bad day, I want to be able to draw a card and potentially get something to make my day
chance?
Brighter or to make
is that what's happening? Better. You want chance to be
it's
a role?
Not so much chance. It's more like if my player or my opponent's got me beat. And my last chance is to draw a card and fucking
like
I draw
Uno
the
reverse.
Card that beats me. No, not a fucking Uno reverse.
The piano falls and falls on their head.
But I want to be able to draw a card when I need to.
I like that.
Oh, as long as it's not, what if the rules were no matter what the card you draw is, you have to play it.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Regardless.
That could be fun though.
Yeah.
That could be real fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm here for the chaos.
Life to be more chaotic.
Your life is not that chaotic.
I like how you.
Losing notebooks is not chaos.
If that's like your number one concern, I think you're all right.
I don't want to be like drowning and draw a Charmander and then I'm fucking dead. I mean, that's not, I don't want to have to play.
Right? Yeah. Like, no.
You're already drowning. You put yourself in that situation. Drawing a Charmander is just like.
But if I put myself in that situation, I knew I had a fucking inner tube in my inventory. Like,
yeah,
I'm about to go explore
you the. You can drown in like a teaspoon of water. What if you're drowning in the teaspoon of water, you just need somebody to like.
Then you deserve it.
Help you.
You,
then
Uno reverse
you die in a teaspoon of water.
You're
fly you to the hospital.
That's
it. Applies. It applies. Anyway, my
is the spoon gonna drown.
My
wait. Yes. I want to know who you playing that Uno reversal card on.
The ocean.
I want to know who you're playing it on.
The situation. I am no longer drowning. I'm drowning. I'm no longer drowning.
But who is
the ocean? Doesn't exist anymore.
Who is
the
You right. are.
No, but that's the thing. For the Uno reversal card, you're playing it on a person. And I don't care if it's like the neighbor. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, if that's what you're going
you're
with.
Right.
But the Uno reversal card is played on someone. It's not an ambiguity.
Exactly. What if you have to like either draw a picture or this write their so name good. For this it to work so on the reverse cool. card?
No, it has to be someone random.
I wouldn't
person.
No.
It'd be the
think of it and play
it would
card?
Be the it would be the player. It would be the person to that's closest to your left.
But then what if you're in the middle of the ocean? What if it's the person drowning?
Like I said closest. It could be Travis, miles.
Travis, yeah. This is how wars start, Travis.
Closest
you're leading us to the next world war.
No, I'm okay with that. I would prefer it to be more personal. Like, I want you to write the name of the person that you're reversing. Yeah. Like, that's what I want in life. Ooh. But
that could be good.
Yeah. And
magic,
it might be
like with a magic
situation, and you've got to find that damn pin. You don't have your inventory menu. You'd be fucked
is the simple answer to that.
So my other
and speaking of doing things
no
fast,
we're not there yet
it.
Rick Uno reverse.
Yeah, I was trying to set you up with that.
No he wasn't. He's trying to steal it from me and I don't appreciate it because
I was trying to get to you. Gotta do it fast.
I don't need your help. I got this.
If only we had a reverse card then we're switching.
I had adaptive music.
Ooh,
so for whatever situation, so like if you're in gameplay, sometimes like if you're like running through the woods, it's like this nice little like happy,
I like
oh.
that.
Like I'm a, and then the boss comes and you hear the boom.
Like you mean that doesn't happen to you all the time?
Yeah, it just always plays around you.
Yeah, that doesn't. One, if that doesn't already happen in your head,
that's a good point.
But I want it to actually
have a boring life.
Playing music in my head today.
I basically want it to be audible for everyone. That
everyone.
There was a Family Guy episode where the Peter
picture. I take it with you, dear Maria. Count me in. That's what happened when I walked into my boss's office today.
Nice. You guys don't have Umbop playing in your head like when you walk in.
Well, I was thinking.
No, yeah, that's just general. That's general.
No. Y'all are out on a romantic dinner with your lady
or the body,
whatever it your person. And all of a sudden, the Let's Get It On song starts playing and the whole restaurant's listening to it. Yep. And they're trying to figure out where it's coming from.
We're about to make animal noises. Look yep. away.
I will say channel. There's
afternoon
so many people
light.
In the world, if they're all playing
yep.
music, it's
again,
just
I
be...
went for chaos. I went for
I don't
chaos. But my other one was to solve your traffic problem would be either fast travel or skip the cut
ooh,
screen.
Ooh, fast yeah. travel.
Fast travel would be
skip,
good.
Skip the cut screen.
And then that takes away my fear of flying. I would
yeah,
have
you're
sold
just
out
there.
For fast travel.
You and right I are destination now. People. Just we're there.
Yeah. Fuck
forget
the journey.
Everything in between.
Yeah. Just, no, I just want to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one thing about fast travel usually is you have to have been there already to use it.
Should I do
leave
it?
That game so... mechanic out, Drew? We're yeah. not talking about
I'm just,
that.
I'm being.
You're being really? Real.
I'm not bringing it. The game mechanic of unlocking levels.
I am struggling so hard right now. I'm going to say it just because I can. But you know, if you're traveling and you're traveling really fast, you know what else is on the road you're going to have to stop at on your
fast
way to your trip?
Don't stop. I was there. I was there. I had it set up. I had it set up and you
I
stole
know.
It from me.
I'm hungry.
Don't appreciate it. I wish I could just immediately travel to a fast food, but no, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to leave and go. I'm going to go get my own fat. God damn.
I got to contribute.
Hey, real quick. You listening? Cool. Do me a favor. On your app, wherever you're listening to this podcast, there's a button to follow or subscribe or some sort of a notification type bell. Whatever you do, don't click them. Don't click those buttons. Don't do it. Or click it, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just fine. It's fine. Just click it. It's cool. Just do whatever you want. Preach.
But I don't know which fast food place I'm going to go to because we have to define what is a fast food place.
I'm opinionated on this. I have opinions.
I have so many opinions. I think we're going to go. I'll let you go first.
I'm going to say. Wait. I'm going to jump out there. I'm going to jump out there and say they have to serve food.
Mm.
Okay, you coward. I'm gonna go first. So you guys,
one. You coward,
can fight it out.
Okay,
I have three rules.
Ready?
Ooh,
there has to be a drive-through option.
Okay.
They don't necessarily have to have, like, that specific restaurant doesn't have to have a drive-through.
Sure, sure.
The concept of the restaurant has to have a...
The franchise.
Right.
Franchise.
Right. Yeah, somewhere in it. Yeah.
Like Chick-fil-A in the mall doesn't have a drive-through, yep. But some Chick-fil-A's have drive-through. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Second rule, you have to walk up and order your food at a cashier, not have a server at a table.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, what about kiosk?
Or, you know, a touch screen.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Nowadays, okay, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, no waiters or waitresses, yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, you don't sit down
no table order service.
Food
yeah.
and wait for it to come out. And then once you've ordered at the cashier, your food has to be out in 5 minutes. And that can be a little bit, you know, any 5 to 10 minutes we'll even call it.
Right. If we have to cook the fries fresh because of X, Y, Z, it's gonna be over 5 minutes, it's fine.
It'll take 3 minutes and 10 seconds to cook McDonald's fries.
Can I ask a question here? Do all three have to be fulfilled for it to be fast food?
Yes. In my mind. Arguments. Going back to what you said, Rick, if I go to a Chick-fil-A in a mall.
Sure.
Yep. Again, does not have to have the drive-through, but that has to be an aspect of the business's.
So I'm going to ask a very specific business question model. Just to see where you fall on this.
You're going to ask the same one I want to.
Chipotle, Moe's, that genre of burrito.
Where you go through the line while
does not have a drive-through.
Chipotle has drive-through.
Really? Yeah, I've not seen a Chipotle.
The one right by my house has one.
Yep. Okay, I believe you. I believe you. But fine. Insert a same idea, but doesn't have a drive-through. Mm-hmm. Does that eliminate it as fast food in your definition? And then insert whatever restaurant fits that.
I got. Is Sonic fast food?
Yes.
It doesn't have a drive-through. It has a drive-up, right?
No, it has a drive-through as well.
They have drive-throughs also? Okay.
I appreciate that because to me, a drive-up and a drive-through are almost the same idea. So for me, I guess I'm just going to hop out there. For me, it's specifically the drive-through is what makes it fast food.
That's it.
It has to have a drive-through. Now, I like Drew's. Where he's talking about like you have to talk to a cashier person because that's what differentiates to me like a to go at an Outback versus like the idea of the drive-through has to be I intended to order spontaneously versus like a plan ahead. I want to take, I don't know, insert a fancier restaurant, insert like a takeout Chinese place here. Like there's not a, that is a pre-planned order versus a spontaneous event kind of concept is where I want to center around.
And the reason I picked those three, Rick, was like there's so many places.
No, I like them.
You can go. They have like a to-go part of their business, like Outback is the one, the big one I think of.
And like
they have a to-go aspect of their business.
Sure.
But the main concept of the restaurant is you go, you sit down. You order food, it comes out.
I think you and I have the same general idea. You took it a couple of steps further to further isolate it. And I appreciate that. Because to me, just coming in, it was just a fast food and the same idea where specifically in the fast food, you drove up, you look at the menu and you had your cashier experience in a drive-through manner. Who's next?
Well, I appreciate everyone's thought on drive-through. It's not a part of fast food for me, because in my opinion, food trucks are fast food, and there is never a drive-through for a food truck.
Never a reason to food truck.
It's like the Uno reverse
of a food truck.
I'm glad you brought this up, but
the food drives to you. So,
yeah, not a drive-through. So, but this brings me to one of my three rules. So for me, instead of a drive-through and instead of a 5 minute give or so take time or whatever.
Sure, sure.
A fast food establishment is a place that food is continuously prepared throughout the day, regardless of orders, and everything on the menu is prepared at least once, if not more times every day, regardless of orders. So the food is always going to be prepared, ready throughout the day. Which that's what saves time, you know, so there's no 5 minute time limit. There's no drive through. It's just the food's getting continuously repaired. Number two, no table service. That one was a huge one for me. So good job there. And I did my first two. And then the third was no table service. So
explain to me the difference between your first two, because they sounded similar.
Before you do that, can I get a recap on the three?
Yeah. Food is continuously cooked throughout the day.
Okay.
Everything on the menu is made at least once, if not more times throughout the day.
Got it.
And there's no table service. So you have to go to a cashier or a counter to order. Those are my three. And everything else can be argued. Timing, some fast food can get out in 2 minutes. Some has to take 7 or 8 minutes. It depends on the line. It depends on, you know, if they have staff, you know, but so timing can be affected pretty easily.
A specific quick question. So from what I am understanding from what you just said, Subway qualifies as a fast food restaurant to you.
Subway would qualify as a fast food restaurant to me 100%. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm going to speak for Drew. Subway would not qualify.
It would not for me. Because to me, there's a difference between fast food and getting your food fast.
Mm.
To me, fast.
Do you have a place where you drive through a Subway?
And that's fine. I'm not trying to argue specifically Subway. I'm using that because to me, I haven't experienced a fast food Subway, or I'm sorry, a drive through Subway. I'm not saying they don't exist, but to me, it's just a good point to bring up. There's a difference between quote the
same
fast
thing with
food
the Chipotle
genre.
For you, yeah,
right, and restaurants to where you get your food quickly. And to me, those are two different things.
So my big example would be Waffle House. Into a Waffle House and I'm usually ordering from somebody behind the counter, technically probably a waiter or waitress, but you're still sitting down, you get your food super quick, and there's an expectation with Waffle House that you're in and out within, as we talked about in an earlier episode.
I'm surprised no one's mentioned quality yet, but because I was prepared to argue that. Travis and Natasha haven't gone yet.
Location,
yeah.
Name.
It's true. I just thought somebody would have brought it up by now.
Yeah, I've been to fast food restaurants where the quality was arguably better than the sit down restaurants that I've been to. So,
because some Chick-fil-A's I've been to are not fast because there's 1,000 people in line. That's not their fault.
Drew, are you saying that Waffle House is fast food? Okay, good. Because it's not. Okay, all right. Just making sure.
It's not food fast.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's not fast food.
It would be, I don't know exactly what the qualification would be for it, but under like the fast casual umbrella of food.
Natasha, what are your thoughts?
To me, I mean, I know I am really big on quality, by the way. Like I just.
There it is.
But that's not, to me, that's not a factor per se into making it whether or not it's fast food. To me, it's give me my food like now. Like I want it, like if I'm going in fast food, I got two things. I want it fast and I don't want to have to wear pants or a bra. Those are my two criteria.
Okay.
If I can
dress
roll up
code,
to a,
I was not prepared for.
Yeah, if I can roll up honestly, to a Sonic and this bitch doesn't care if I'm in my britches and a t-shirt, then whatever. But if I'm in a drive through, most of the time people can't see. I mean, I worked at McDonald's for 8 years and you know, I mean, that's the quality thing. Like I had to deal with all that. We did cook food periodically and you had to rotate it out and cook all of that stuff. But to me, fast food is how easily accessible is it? How fast do I get my food? And do I have to wear pants or a bra?
Well, to answer that last question, technically you don't have to wear pants or a bra to a lot of restaurants.
Pants, you do.
Just shirt and shoes.
Pants.
Just shirt and shoes.
If you skirt it up or dress it up, that eliminates
the greater pants.
I'm just saying.
Leg coverings.
No, mine is like literally if I want to be able to go in my, you know, my t-shirt and my britches.
Travis, you haven't gone yet.
I need
a Travis opinion on this.
Everyone has brought up really good points, but I'm of the mind that speed and fast is the object here.
so long as there's not a waiter slash sit down instance.
Yeah.
Someone like, I don't think Waffle House is fast food. I think most of us probably agree on that.
I've never been to a Waffle House.
Diner. Have you been to a diner?
Denny's?
Yeah, Denny's. Denny's okay.
No, don't you fucking dare.
No.
I don't know.
Dude, I'm not, wait, fucking Rick, Rick, dare. I'm not saying Philly? I'm not saying they're the same.
Rick, you lived out there. Do they have Huddle House?
I'm saying Denny's is a diner.
No, is there an equivalent?
I dubbed Indiana Ichabod.
I have. Because
God has left that place. And they don't have either of those.
Fair. But I would be remiss if I did not put good some sort of a kiosk, airport kiosk, into a fast food category where I want that pre-made sandwich. I'm going to grab it out of the cooler. I'm going to pay for it and I'm going to leave. That to me is also within that realm of fast food.
Agreed. Yes. Agreed. And I would agree.
And that does not have a drive through.
I don't.
That's where I'm like that drive through is like, it's not a requirement for me. It's a really good indicator. Most fast food places have a drive through, but it's not a necessity. It's the speed.
See, actually,
I would say average speed. See, is
Drew,
the main component.
Drew brought me back
here.
without bringing me back, and he didn't say anything. Here's
he just said no.
I know he didn't have to. But we're just so simpatico. Because to me, a vending machine is not fast food, and in a way,
described. Tell me why not.
Because it's food fast. Yes, like there's a difference.
Fast food.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. To me, the airport encounter that you described and the way you threw out restaurant, like it is like a standalone thing. Yes. Whereas a fast food restaurant is a specific place and it has its own, like it's to you. Like to me, what you just described is like the weird hot dog vendor kind of thing. And yeah, it's a terrible way to describe it. I don't love it, but
y'all I would also concession stands. The hot dog
concession
vendor
stands
in New York.
Concession stands though is not fast food. It is food fast to me.
I think that's fast food.
And that's fine, but just I'm just trying to explain where I'm coming from. Because there's food fast. Because to me, as Ben said, like food trucks is not fast food to me. Because food truck, you could take any restaurant. You could take any restaurant and just preload a truck and keep things heated. And it's not a
perfect. Sounds like a fast food restaurant.
No, it's food fast. A fast food restaurant is specifically, and that's why I like Drew's. One, I like the drive-through aspect. Two, the general idea of like a... Not cashier. What am I looking for?
Well, we've done cashiers.
I'm going to mold. Kiosk. What's that?
We've done
waiters, waitresses, cashiers, and kiosk. If you're looking in the department.
Because to me, when you boil it down like that, like to me, the specific thing is the drive-through restaurant is for me what makes it fast food. Because a food truck, I could take literally every restaurant and then throw it in a food truck, pre-make some items.
Do it.
And then literally like Ruth Chris becomes fast food, like the Olive Garden becomes fast food, insert restaurant here and everything becomes fast food. Mm-hmm. If I just pre-make it and put it in a truck.
Yeah, but you're getting
that is not what fast food is.
But you're taking a name of a restaurant and fast food. It doesn't have to be a specific name. It's got to be how it's delivered. No. The idea
it's the how it's delivered part.
Your
I agree
truck. There. Like no. The idea that the truck, whether it's Ruth Chris or not, if I go up and if I go sit down at Ruth Chris and it takes 30 minutes for a steak, if there's a Ruth Chris truck, I expect my steak in 3 minutes. And if I get in 3 minutes, that's fast food for me.
No,
it
that's
doesn't
food
matter.
Fast.
It doesn't matter the name. That's well, if I fast. Sit, if I sit down at Ruth Chris and I get my steak in 4 minutes, that's food fast. I mean, that like,
no, that's fast food at that point. What is it? Wait. Actually, help me out, Ben. You might convince me if you explained me the difference there.
Sure. So waiter. Sitting down at Ruth's Chris, my
the waiter food, is the aspect?
The waiter, and that my food is being made to order from scratch. Whereas the food truck, it's already been made as it's been made throughout the day, but it was made fresh that day. but it's being made throughout the day before the order's even taken. That's the difference.
Okay, I will draw a hard line on just food trucks, because I've been to some phenomenal food trucks where they may have mise en place their item, like the stuff they make the food with, but they didn't, it's not like pre-made in a factory and all they do is either stick microwave it on a grill, microwave it, put it together, that kind
most
of thing.
Most are made fresh that day, or at least most of the ingredients.
So food trucks to me would not be considered fast food because of that. The majority of them
fresh
because they actually prepared those ingredients to make specific dishes, planned out the menu, a lot of thought went into that aspect of it.
Because is catering then fast food?
No, because that takes planning time.
Because to me, but that's what, because essentially to me, that's what Drew is saying. Like,
that's made to order.
As a food truck.
But catering's not made to order. Catering is made for bulk.
No, catering is made to order. Like, you don't cater an event unless you have the order ahead of time. You make it from scratch ahead of time. Whereas a food truck, your customer walks up and throws something at you. So, yeah, catering is. Yeah, not
that. No, you don't. It doesn't throw something at you because the food truck brings the menu with it and says you have to select from these items.
You could say, yeah, but that's every restaurant. XYZ.
No, it is. It is. But I guess specifically if we're saying the catering, I tell you what to bring versus the food truck, you are bringing what you bring and I have no say in it.
Yeah, but I still have say in the order and it's already been prepared or prepped.
It's a small pop-up menu.
That part I get, but... Yeah. To me, I guess that's...
Catering is like going to a buffet for me. Like, we go to Golden Corral.
Wait, about that?
Which is are buffets fast food?
No, to me.
No.
It's food fast.
Yes.
Can I go get it without pants and a bra?
Yes.
Do you want to go to Golden Corral without pants and a bra?
Without getting arrested? Or
first of all, Golden Corral without a pants and a bra is almost like...
Yeah, you'll be in the majority.
It's basically a staple in the South.
All right.
If you want to go classy, go to Ryan's.
I might have to call it fast
food. Dude, thank you. Thank you for saying Ryan's is more classy than Golden
if you know of a Ryan's,
Charlie's. Oh my God, so good.
Is Ryan's still around?
There's one or two in Florida.
There might be a couple in Tennessee Ryan's, left.
Dude. Be right there.
Yeah, so let's go to Florida. And I never say that. I hate Florida.
Can we go do a live episode at a buffet?
Yeah. Oh my God. That would be so good. So real quick before anyone else goes, common theme, no waiter, waitress. No, correct. No wait staff.
Correct. No wait staff.
No table service.
So that is a diner / Waffle House is out. Those are not the, I think everyone can agree that is not fast food.
Agreed.
Okay.
Where we're kind of sticking is the drive through. Is kind of where we're at.
Gotta have it.
For the most part.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I think you need a drive-thru.
I think you need a drive-thru too.
The concept of the restaurant, not necessarily every location, but
the overall
concept of that dining place, that establishment, that restaurant include
a drive-thru. I will give you that the restaurant concept can support a drive-thru aspect. Mm. I will give you that.
I like
that. That's as far as I'm going to go.
I'm going to need some clarification on that.
So I'm not going to say, I think there are places that don't have drive-thru, okay, that are considered fast food, like food trucks. But could a food truck technically support a drive-thru where the car drives up to the window, places its order, and then gets
you got pedestrians over there trying to get
technically food? It could, especially if the food truck window was facing the street sitting on the sidewalk. Travis.
Thank you. Subway could support a drive-thru. Could go.
There was one 5 minutes from the house.
Ben, shh.
Yes,
it could. Subway could support a drive-thru. Any Starbucks who has pre-made sandwiches.
And Starbucks is 100% fast food. Starbucks is fast food. And fast I will food. Fight the world on this.
No, I am worse quality than McDonald's.
Because the original concept of Starbucks was drinks only.
Beverage driven.
Food was folded in.
They sold out later. We only care about now.
So I put them below drive. I put them below fast food.
Starbucks is fast food.
No, they are below fast food.
They're bullshit breakfast sandwiches.
Fast beverage.
Fast food is
fast. So why would you? No, why would you include them in fast food? They're below that level.
Because they have a drive-thru, Drew. And that's why I would call them fast food.
But they were coffee drive-thru.
It's all about the drive-thru. I don't care.
They weren't drive-thru. They weren't drive-thru first.
I don't care what they started as.
No, I'm
because originally they were coffee and drive-thru. Chick-fil-A has a drive-thru now. Hey. I don't give a fuck what they started as. They have a drive.
Rick, we were on
now.
The same page for so long. Why would you die on this?
I am
one?
All about the drive-thru.
I'm about the drive-thru too, but it was coffee.
I don't give
and
a
then
drive-thru
fuck. And then
no.
Very like comparatively recently food was introduced.
I don't care.
So
it
I
has a drive-thru.
Fast food. They're
it
fast,
has a drive-thru.
Fast beverage.
Dunkin' Donuts is fast
they're
food.
Fast
Krispy Kreme is fast nope. food.
No.
Every one of them falls in the fast food category.
What if so the Pizza Hut over
Tim
by
Tim Hortons
our
for
parents
our Canadian
houses
fans
has a window for pickup. So what if I call, place an order, and in 3 minutes it's
that
ready in
counts.
The pickup?
No,
window.
I
call,
address
call
that.
In the pickup.
Yeah, that's different.
That's
I agree.
Yeah, I address
however,
that.
However,
but I can bring it up again.
There are Taco Bell Pizza Huts that have drive-thrus where the pizza is supported through the drive-thru.
Correct.
So Pizza Hut is fast food.
No, because it happened to be
Taco
associated with the chain.
Mm-hmm. It has a drive-thru. It
if
has
I can
a
go
drive-thru.
And just say, I want a piece of pepperoni pizza, and they just hand it to
look,
me.
Look, I'm okay if like if we're I'm not gonna die on the hill to say Pizza Hut is or is not fast
it's
food.
Not.
Like if you happen to find one that has a drive-thru, I don't give a fuck. Call it fast food. I don't care. But to me, it doesn't necessarily meet the intent because no one is going to drive up to a Pizza Hut and say, yo, let me get a number 5. Like you're going to be like, hey, Steven, hey, Betty, what do you want today? We're going to look around. We're going to call ahead and then we're going to drive and get it. And to me, that's the difference.
What about the liquor stores that have drive up?
Fuck yeah. It's a fast food restaurant. Hell yeah.
It's
that's
not
food.
I mean, tequila is made from agave. It's a
yeah.
Fruit.
Look, I agree. And to me, like
and beer is made from oats.
Yep.
No, I agree. It has to have food, but I'm willing to die on that hill where, yeah, if you have a drive-through liquor store that has a drive-through window, yeah.
I would say fast food needs to be over 50% sales of food, not beverage, food.
Okay, well, we're kind of like going down the
otherwise
wrong
it's way. Otherwise yeah, it's gonna fast beverage.
Like can we agree we're going ago? Down the wrong?
We are. Let me pull it back up. Let me pull it back
down
up.
The hole.
Hold on.
We're losing our intent.
I think.
So if we take all these pieces, can we build a better
life
drive-through?
I need that reverse card.
Fast food villain.
No, I go think ahead. That the restaurant concept could support a drive-through style concept restaurant, but just doesn't implement it because of reason.
It could.
Right. That
it doesn't
would
matter
be
why it has it or doesn't have it to me. Does it have it? Yes or no. It's very binary.
Well, no, because it isn't binary because you were talking about.
I was
like,
saying to me. It's a very
okay.
Binary.
I know. Hold on. Wait.
Well, I have a question.
I was saying Chipotle because before you were like, no, Chipotle doesn't have it. And I said, actually, the one by me has a fast food. And
if it has a drive through, it becomes fast food to me. I don't care.
So fast food.
I haven't found one that has a drive through. So that's why I say no. But if there is one out there, then I'm changing it to yes.
But I'm saying so there are restaurants that have the capability of being a drive-through. So they're
nope. It's not about the capability.
The moment you find me one that has it, we'll say I'll say yes.
Yeah, it has nothing about the capability because in theory every restaurant could have one, and that's
I just don't understand the automobile concept of a
if you don't know understand the difference between Steak and Shake and Ruth Chris, I can't explain it to you.
That has nothing to do with what I said.
That's just
it has everything to do with the drive-thru.
No, because you can everything walk to do with the drive-thru kiosk and grab a sandwich and pay for it.
It has everything to do with the drive-thru. It doesn't. If you don't understand that, I can't explain it to you.
If you don't understand the difference between Steak and Shake and a food truck that sells steak burgers and shakes, then I can't explain it to you.
No, I do understand that. I do understand that.
Those are both fast food.
No, I do understand that. And my whole thing was, if you happen to bring your restaurant to a food truck, it doesn't necessarily make it fast food.
Disagree.
Just because you are going to that specific venue, it's all about your mainstream thing to me. And just because I bring my selected menu in a catering slash food truck environment doesn't make it fast food. In that moment, you get food fast, which for some reason y'all don't understand.
McDonald's and Wendy's are just catering environments in a restaurant in a building. That's all they are.
Okay, fine. If you want to take that route, I'll argue with that. Sure.
That's fine. If that's the case, then
because they have drive-thrus. Nope. A food truck is in a drive-thru.
It's why is the automobile important?
Because it's important.
It is to me.
Oh, that's because not, it is. That's not an answer.
Well, because y'all are forcing this stupid argument about it. So
tell me why. Automobile, I drive
because it's faster than walking. Hence, fast food.
Speed is important. So getting the food fast is important. Therefore,
fast food. I didn't say how quickly you got the food.
You said it was about speed because it's faster.
No, you didn't. You implied what I said there. It's not how quickly you got. It's not how quickly you get the food. It is how I get to the food is the important thing. And so you can take an hour to give me the food, but if I drive through a window and don't get out of my car, I'm waiting for that is the difference.
So if
I don't care how quickly you give me the food.
If a food truck shows up at my house and I got there really fast, does that count?
If a food truck gets to your house.
An ice cream truck? Is ice cream
truck
fast food?
Thank you, please.
And you got there really fast. No, it doesn't count.
You were talking about the speed at which you get
to
the restaurant.
Like if it parks in your neighborhood, it's down the stairs of your
apartment. Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
30 seconds to walk there versus 20 minutes to drive.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count to me. Because you're not in your car.
Why the fuck does a car count for a fast food restaurant?
Because that
blows my mind. That does not make
sense. Because it
does. Because we're lazy.
Because none of us here are Richie Rich and don't live in a home with a McDonald's. So that's why. If any one of you has a McDonald's in your house, I am willing to take it off the fast food menu and I need you to show it to me real quick. And since none of you have a McDonald's in your house, you can get fucked and get in your car and go get it. Thus making it fast food.
I can go get in a car and get anything that you just mentioned.
But you have to get out of the car to get some of it.
That is the difference. Some of them have the quote capability of doing so. Also,
but they haven't.
Some of them do.
If they have the capability, it doesn't count. You either have it or you don't.
But then what about the freaking, I'm walking through an airport. I'm walking around. I'm not in a car.
Drew, address that.
Why is that not fast food? That doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. I'm eating food.
So like, let's say.
The transactions are the same.
So let's say you pass an Outback in or insert a. Applebee's, you know, that general kind of
item,
that kind of food there.
We'll call it fast casual.
Sure. And they have pre-made selections. Are you saying it now becomes fast food?
Do they actually have pre-made selection? Does Outback have pre-made selection? Because I'll go right.
No, this is made up in my mind. Okay. Maybe they do. They might. I don't fucking know.
You're so far off the rails.
Y'all are losing me here.
I have to pee
I could really use some superpowers right now.
Right? It's
all about the drive-thru.
The concept of a restaurant being fast and serving food fast and producing fast food has nothing to do with a vehicle.
And like, that's fine. Cast your vote. My vote centers
that's
around.
That's why I said it had the option.
Yeah. Cast your vote. The
option.
Lots of restaurants.
That was a part of the original concept.
Literally every restaurant could just open a drive-through window, but they don't.
I don't like the option.
That's fine. Cast your vote.
I don't even know what the hell we're voting on.
I still think I'm with Rick
I'm on this majority of it.
Get fucked, Travis. That's a majority.
Only because I like the car, since I don't have to get dressed.
You don't have to. Going into a Quick Trip.
He's not wrong.
I've been in a gas station in shorts as short as my underwear, and I got some real interesting looks. So yeah,
but that doesn't mean it's illegal.
You did it.
You didn't get kicked out.
You did it.
Well, no, the guy just. We're not going to get into that.
Regardless, judgment does not count as a disqualifier. That's true,
and I agree.
Judgment
with
just judgment.
Yeah.
Well, technically, it would be public indecency if I got busted.
No, but you didn't.
But you didn't. Therefore, it's okay. So we're going to go no cashier and drive-thru. Goddamn it. All right. Looks like we've got another super long episode on our hands. This will get broken up into two different episodes. Big shout out to Natasha from Cryptids, Creeps, and Conspiracy Podcast for joining us on this episode. Be sure to tune in next week for the conclusion of this episode with Natasha, where we talk about creating a super villain, and obviously our last call segment. Be sure to follow us on the social medias. We've got a Twitter, we've got a Facebook, we've got a YouTube, we've got an Instagram. Those are all up and running, posting semi-weekly now. Like the podcast, share the podcast, or don't, because at the end of the day, this is our podcast, and you're just along for the ride.